all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life.
Welcome to Darren and Sterling here on ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com, live in studio on this hot Wednesday. Darren, Lebo, how you guys doing?
It's been a while.
Yeah, you were just busy in Colorado, just living it up.
I was on vacation. Before that, we had golf on and something, and then Darren has been gone, running around. Going to national track meets. Stu,
it's a,
gone.
It's
Colorado.
A cross I was willing. Yeah. I was willing to bear.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
That was very cool.
Yeah, she made an honorable mention all of it. And see now what? First of all, I want to welcome Todd Lebo to the show as always, and welcome our listeners. What I was telling, and because I don't think Sterling heard us, but found out while she was traveling back that she could have been running in the Olympic trials this week. Now, it would have cost me a lot of money, but she could have.
Maybe it's a blessing in disguise that she's not running.
That's what I say. Yes. But I am upset as long as she is with her head coach, because what had to happen was she just had to declare. Like, have
yeah,
we known
go
that?
Do this.
Yeah, I mean, have we known that before?
Now, she runs 400, right?
She runs the 400.
Okay, so how fast does a college girl national qualifier run the 400?
To qualify, you have to run a 51.35.
Okay, so
that's the Olympic trials.
Right now, today, you're on the grind, getting in shape, working out.
Facts.
So, what could you run a 400 in?
Oh, you want me to cut on there?
2 minutes? You and me?
No, I could do it in about, I could do it in less than 90 seconds.
You think you're under 90?
Dude,
no.
I don't know if I could go under 90.
No. I can do it on 90 because, be quite honest.
What were you running back in high school?
Well,
did you run 400?
I ran the one and the two in the relays, and I did the long and triple jump.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, one.
We were talking about, listen, what was your triple jump? Because we were talking about Gary Hales, one of our buddies. His son is a conference champion in the Big South.
In high school, I think my best jump might have been a 47, 48.
You know what I never did in high school?
What's that?
Run or jump for anybody.
Well, and look.
Lebo's not jumping for the man.
What was interesting, the reason why I could jump so far, one, I was kind of light, but because I was on the weightlifting team, I had a lot of strength in my legs and a lot of spring. It's funny, I could high jump, but I couldn't dunk. I was like, what was that?
Well, that's just because you were doing the Fosbury flop.
One
on
time,
the high
baby.
Jump, the big back jump, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Lebo, dunk with your feet. One time, baby.
No.
Yammed.
But
did you dunk?
Mizzou's rec center, the second goal. When you walk
was
in.
Was it all the way up?
Oh, yeah.
You
can't measure. Oh, yeah.
So was it off a bounce? What?
No.
Two hands?
No,
what?
One hand. I kind of got, you know when you kind of get stuffed by the rim a little bit, but the ball goes in, your hand hits the rim? Hell yeah, I'm counting that. That's counting in my book. That's the only, I'm like, bleep yeah. That's a dunk. That's a dunk. That's a yam.
How many years ago?
Sophomore year of college.
So you're too old for that now.
I am way too old.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could always reach the rim, and I could actually reach above the rim. It was the thing where it couldn't palm the ball.
But you could have done a Sterling dunk and just touch the rim with your hand and the ball goes in. That's a dunk, right?
Sure. Yeah, I'm counting it. Yeah. I mean, I'm not Kevin Durant. Like, I'm not 6'10".
Yeah, we'll get to Kevin Durant in just a second. But, no, I mean, but right now I could probably run. I could do it in 70 seconds.
70? I'm taking the over on that.
Over.
A minute, 10 seconds, I could do it.
For 400, now, we're talking.
Yeah, 400.
So you're running a 440 mile pace right there.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to the gym. Blue Valley North is down the street. You and me are doing this after here.
Hold on. He's already worked out today.
No.
I'll race you in my Cole Haans.
I'm like Maurice Green. I don't do it for free. I'm not ready for free. I remember,
I'll tell you my Maurice Green story ever. I think I ever tell you this.
No.
I was, when he was not famous yet, okay, he was beginning to be famous.
Mm.
And I was working at Channel 4, and it was like a Tuesday or Wednesday night or something, and I was barely working there. I didn't even have a full-time job yet. I was getting paid hourly rate to go out and just be a guy who helped with sports. And there was something that was like not a convenient time for everyone else. And they said, hey, go with a photographer. This kid supposedly beat Carl Lewis in a race. So it was over at the YMCA in KCK, and they were going to have this little thing for this kid who was at, I guess at the time, Johnson County Community College. And he had, in some race, had beaten Carl Lewis. Now, Carl Lewis, this was like 1993 or something. So Carl Lewis was older, but Carl Lewis was still somebody, all right?
Hold on, I got a question before you go further. Did you all not know who this dude was when he was in high school? Because he won state.
Well, when you're sitting here and you're doing the TV, a lot of it's all about Joe Montana plays for the Chiefs and all this bit. So high school was down a little bit, you know, as far as that stuff goes. And so I go over to this YMCA, and they had a big cake, like World's Fastest or America's Fastest or something like that. And he was super nice. But I was like, he had a little gold necklace on, had a little Nike on it. I'm like, okay, someone's in on this guy. And then he won the Olympics in...
It had to been 96.
No, it was 98 he won. I think he won in 98. Because 96, he didn't win the 100. That was Michael Johnson's Olympics. He won it over in...
So you mean the World Championships.
Yeah, he won in Seoul or something, I think, is where he won. Anyway, so it was still 5 or 6 years when he did. But he was on the Olympic team in 96 and all that stuff. And I was like, so that's my Maurice Greene story. Before he was famous, I went over and did a little quick interview, and they had a piece of cake because he had beaten Carl Lewis, and then he became the world's fastest man.
I feel bad because Lee and I were talking that the young lady who won the 400, I was actually like where we are right now. And I started to like introduce myself to her and blah, and do all the stuff and hand her a card, like, hey, I want to interview. But I was like, nah, I don't want to seem like that guy, even though, you know, I could have. But knowing she is going to qualify and run in the Olympics next month or in August, whenever it takes place. But she, look, if you don't know, her name is Athene Mew. She's a freshman and was going into a sophomore year at Texas A&M. Watch out for her. She's going to run the anchor leg on the 4x4 for the women. And she's going to, she's also going to win. Well, she's at least going to place first or second in the 800 in Tokyo. So just be aware that when you hear that.
Put the name down.
Thing Mew.
There you go.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's
I like track and field. I went on vacation. We were in Colorado.
Yeah.
And there's a brand new Olympic Museum there in Colorado Springs, brand new, just opened last year.
Well, they still have the
Olympic training facility and all that stuff. But they built this; it's a Hall of Fame, is what it is. It's the Olympic and Paralympic Hall of Fame, and so we went to it one day, and it was amazing, very interactive. They have you get a little passport, probably a microchip in your neck. I don't know, but no, it's a passport, and when you walk up to a display, it turns on. And it knows because you already typed in what your favorite sports were or whatever, and it brings some stuff up. And it's new, so all of the stuff works. You know, you touch the screen, it all works because it hasn't been jacked up by 700 field trips yet with kids. It's really cool. And they have a lot of neat memorabilia and things like that. And then we'll probably get more and more as it goes on. Very interactive museum. And Olympics are such a wide-ranging thing, right?
Yeah.
So they have Winter Olympic stuff in there and Summer Olympic stuff in there, all this stuff. So there's some old, like... Peggy Fleming skates from like 1968 or something like that. And then there's also one of the neat things was these track, they were like some javelin guy from the 50s track shoes.
Yeah.
They were amazing. They looked like they had nails sticking out of the bottom because it was like they didn't have the technology and all the cool stuff we got today. And that's what they were running in like skis that were made out of wood, you know, instead of fiberglass and everything. It's a pretty neat thing. So if you're ever in Colorado Springs, where the Olympic training is, a brand new museum, it's worth it to go in there and check it out.
I can tell you, out of personal, I will never go to Colorado Springs. When I was in high school at Central, you know, our classical Greek thing, we did the Olympic stuff. So I was on the Olympic weightlifting team up until my senior year, and even eighth grade then. And I never could make it to qualify for the Junior Olympics, which were held and that would qualify me to allow me to go and train at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado. And so, like, the last couple of meets that we would have was either at our high school or Central. We had to travel up to St. Joe where they had, you know, where they would have meets up there, you know, snatching and a clean jerk and stuff. And that's the first time I met Mark here, and I was like, you're a big dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He's a big dude. And he lifted for the weightlifting club up there in St. Joe. And so that's how he, you know, qualified for the Olympics and then ended up in the WWE. But it was at me. That was the last time I would have had a chance to qualify, and I couldn't. I did well in my snatch, but I had to like clean jerk like 125 kilos, which is like 272 pounds or whatever. I, you know, got it up here, but I couldn't get it up over the head, and
haunts you.
It haunts because I really want. I trained. I really wanted to go to Colorado Springs. I was going to be there for the summer. Like, I'm in Colorado Springs training at the Olympic Center. You know, but it didn't happen. So,
Lebo, I'll go with you.
I've already been now. I don't know where to go.
Dude,
I'm telling people if they're going.
I was in Copper
Mountain.
We
missed you. We missed you when you were driving out and I was driving back.
We honestly probably drove by each other.
On I-70, who would know?
Now, I can tell you, a couple people who's not going to be playing in the Olympics is going to be Steph Curry and LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But someone who had an Olympic-like great performance last night, Lebo, won Kevin Durant.
He was unbelievable. That was, everyone kept saying, he's going to have to go off for
40
plus.
We said on the air yesterday.
How good was he and how awful were the Bucks to blow that lead?
That, you know what, and that's a question.
The coach, Coach Bud, why is Giannis not on KD? Do you have Chris Middleton who's
giving
up
what? Why is he shooting jump shots over James Harden on one leg when he's not backing him down low?
James Harden was terrible, by the way. James Harden was awful. 0 of 8 from 3.
I am glad I didn't have James Harden on any parlays last night.
Hey, I was thinking about you when I was out in Colorado. I was legally gambling on sports.
How was it?
It was fun.
Is it illegal here? Is it illegal to gamble here?
It's through a legal app. But I was on I got out there and my app tells me, oh, you can do this out here. So I was good. I had some overs on Royals runs. The night they scored 9 in the first, I had the over in the game, 9.5. I felt good about that one. You know? So I was doing that. I was out there. I was feeling it. So I'm ready for some people around here to get this fixed. Let's go.
Hey, call your local legislators both in Kansas and Missouri. Let's get it, you know.
Say, figure it out.
Figure it out. Quit trying to take our right to vote away and let us vote on that.
I had, I won my NBA bets. I did pretty well on, except for Rudy.
Rudy Gobert, right?
No, Rudy Salazar.
Well,
why did
you bet
night.
On him?
Well, no, I didn't bet on him. So I had bet because I was betting on the Nuggets when they were doing well, and then they were winning. So then Rudy likes the Nuggets. So I texted Rudy and Shane, who liked the Nuggets, and I said, hey, they won. And I asked Rudy, because I knew he was in here with Briscoe, who loves the Suns, right? And I said, it was the last game against the Lakers, I think. And I'm like, what do you think? And Rudy's like, well, you know, I hate to say it. I wouldn't say it in front of Josh, but the Suns are probably going to lose tonight. So I took the Lakers, and they got it was down 40-12 at some point or something like that.
Yo, why'd you listen to Rudy?
He texted me, but I don't really know. I said I already hit send.
Yeah, the confirm button is already confirmed. Called,
but you were busy. To mess with you.
I never got a text.
I needed 18 rebounds from someone.
First of all,
assists.
Whether you're on vacation, I always accept the text message or call from you. So you could have, especially when it comes to gambling.
I should have, but I was just texting them about the Nuggets. But I was very smart. Before the Royals went on the losing streak, I was on the over for the first two games against the Twins because they've been playing wild games with the Twins, and I won those. And then I didn't get the bet in the next day, and they didn't go over. And then they've been losing since, so I didn't bet on them at all.
So you only bet on – so you didn't bet on the winner and loser?
I bet
to make
on,
a parlay?
No, I couldn't on the app figure out how to do a parlay yet, so that was my problem because I was not technologically savvy. No, I'm pretty technologically savvy, but it was my working my way through this app. And so I was mostly just doing one thing. I was going over on that. It was DraftKings.
Okay.
They're sports, not
sports
not,
book.
Yeah, the book. Because
FanDuel has like the two.
And they compare, you know, they meld your other one together. So my regular daily fantasy one or whatever. Anyway, it was fun. I enjoyed it. And I wasn't going crazy betting like lots of money, just a couple bucks here, a couple bucks there. It made it a little bit more fun to look in and say, you know.
You did the Sterling thing. Well, and look, that's what
I do dollar bets. It's like a dollar bet to win $260.
Nothing wrong with it. It just frustrates me because I'm used to going to the casino. Now, when I go to the casino.
He's used to losing more money in one fell
swoop.
Or
winning more money.
Yeah.
Either way.
I mean, I've done that too, Sterling, so don't make sense. Because, look, when I did my taxes, I was like, oh, hell, I did win. Hold on. You mean to tell me I owe money because I won this much at the casino?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
See?
So now. So, but I said to where, you know, like, I like the crap table. When I'm on the crap table, man, it's like, and I tell people, girl, just look, don't bother me. And my brother knows me because I don't think I've told the story. I've told many stories, but this story I haven't told. That I actually had a fight at the Ala Capri. Because I was throwing the...
Said seven, huh?
Huh? No. So I'm rolling on the crap table, and it's a fire bet table. I hit five numbers. So I've hit five numbers before. I had maybe a nickel at $5 on it. So I won at a minimum $1,000 on the fire bet plus my money that I had up there. And I'm just throwing the dice, just doing my thing. And people know, you know, sometimes people are superstitious. I'm superstitious when it comes to this. Don't bump me. Don't talk to me. Don't hold the table. None of that stuff, man. Even my girl, no, don't come, man, especially don't come over to the table while I'm married. That's because I would just turn ugly. Some drunk dude literally came. I'm throwing the dice. I'm trying to get that six number. I'm on the six number now. If I hit the six number, I win $2,500 because of the odds. So it's like a.
There's a bet you don't always put out there, but if you put it out there.
No, you have to put it out there before you start to roll.
Yeah.
So it's a $5 bet. The odds is 500 to 1 if I hit the six number. So that would give me $2,500 on this for hitting all six numbers. And then, you know, whatever money I make up there. And then, of course, you keep rolling. So I'm throwing the dice, and I'm just, man, and the dude, some drunk, and I don't know what, the drunk dude comes, bumps me when I'm throwing the dice, rolls off the point to a seven. Man, I swear, it was nothing but the grace of God to say to the dude, because I swung on him, hit him, and I mean, they were just like, they picked the dude up, took him out, and I thought they were going to, you know, throw me out for fighting, but they understood. I'm like, man, the dude cost me, you know, I won $1,000 and whatever, but
could have been more.
It cost me an extra $1,500. Man,
So this was last week?
No.
Yesterday?
No, this wasn't last week. No, this was
a while ago.
Yeah, this was a while ago.
You don't hit people anymore.
I mean, only if they deserve it, you know. But no, I don't hit folks no more. But no, but it's funny because Kevin Durant hit all my parlays except for the 3-pointers because I had him for 40 points. He hit for 49. I should have done that. Had him for 12 rebounds. He had 17. I had him for 9 assists.
He had 10. Or whatever.
And I had him for 5 3-pointers, and he hit it for 4.
What a terrible game. What a terrible game Kevin Durant had. No, I'm surprised you didn't come here screaming.
What would it have been if the one more 3-pointer?
A lot. 5,000. Wow.
He played 48 minutes, which is unheard of in today's NBA.
And needed to win that game. They're home, man. Had to
win
that.
And it's funny because Sterling
awesome.
And I both
Slim
said.
Slim Reaper.
Well, no.
What's with these uniforms, FYI, by the way? I don't understand.
I went with the Nets. You went with the Bucks. No, I'm saying no, because we were torn on because it's like, man, Kevin's got to have this, and I'm like, well, I'm riding with the Knicks because that's who I picked to win the title, so I'm like, yeah.
Sterling's just sour because his Sixers don't know how to win. You know, put
they
him away.
They love
don't put pressure on them
games.
For tonight because I need them to lose.
Joel Embiid loves going 0-12 in second halves of games. They love having, for some reason, not Tyrese Maxey, but Shake Milton. Shoot like 6 straight shots in a row for no reason.
And are you surprised that the series is 2-2?
Yeah, it was really weird. The very first game when the Hawks just went crazy and beat them, and then it just settled down. I thought, all right, well, Sixers are going to win, and then they just couldn't finish the job the other night. They couldn't
they
get
had,
it done. So
they
it,
had a
it's,
big
it's
lead
wide
as well
open
in
now.
That game.
Yeah, yeah, big lead. It's wide open now. Hey, listen, they're a better team than the Hawks, obviously. Yeah. Obviously.
Well, it's 2-2, so we're not going to say
Darren, they had to play 2 historically bad games for the Hawks to win 2 games.
Nobody told them. First of all, they didn't play historically bad games in the first game. The Hawks
did.
The Hawks just beat
them. The Hawks did score 70-something in the first
game. I mean, they just beat them. So.
Historically bad. That defense was terrible. Doc Rivers decided to take Simmons and beat off the floor the same
time. So now
time.
We're going to blame Atlanta for doing their job
no,
by hitting their
no,
shots.
No, I'm just saying.
They showed up to play. Sixers Philadelphia didn't.
Sure, but it's obviously the Sixers are a better team.
They're proven to be a better team throughout the year. They're a deeper
really
team and all that stuff.
Not really a conversation.
I'm super happy for the Hawks that they've gotten this far.
Well,
because they were like
three
a,
between Sterling.
They
and
were
Miami.
Not even in the playoffs in January, right? And
yes.
Then they got hot, and then they won a series. You know, listen, we like Trae Young. He's our Sooner, one of our 3 Sooners in the league.
Like,
you know, we don't have a lot of Sooners.
What, Blake Griffin?
Yeah, Blake
and
who's
the other one?
Buddy.
Buddy Hield. There we
Buddy's
go.
Just out there in Sacramento cashing checks and not having
hitting
to
a lot
hurt
of threes,
his body.
Though.
Yeah. He didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to play in the playoffs, man.
Good for him.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, but if you're, you know, if you're Philadelphia, though, you know, you have to win tonight. I mean, and now I don't expect Joel Embiid to have another bad game like he did in game 4.
Yeah, that was.
Now, I'm depending on him to get 12 rebounds. I thought about 30 points. I need 12 rebounds from him tonight. But no, I got a pretty decent parlay tonight. I think I got a 7. Well, you know what?
7 parlay?
Well, no. It was
how many?
It was an 8-leg parlay. But you know what? No, to be quite honest though, my parlay is hurting because Kawhi Leonard is out, and so that
you lost
that,
before it even began.
No, well,
or do they void that?
They
part?
Void it. They void it. But I don't know how much I get. You know, if they win, that's what kills me because when I won a big bet before that I was showing Sterling, I had one like almost four. I'm thinking I won $400-some-odd, but come to find out, they only gave me half of it, but they voided one of the legs of the parlay. I'm like, how the hell is...
made the percentages different.
Yeah, but I was thinking, like, how did one leg, which was...
It doubles the way down. It goes by...
Well, that's kind of how parlays work, I guess, right? Eventually, it gets up there, so they probably took
that's how it works. You get the percentages of where it doubles each time. That's why...
I don't know.
Come on, Darren. That's simple math.
Take the money.
Oh, I took it.
Because I definitely
took the money.
That extra leg might have lost. You know what I did notice?
No.
Here's the mistake I made. When I was looking at this app doing the sports betting, one of the games, who else was in the East? Someone had a lead and they blew it.
Seems in like a game. Knicks.
So you could, no, it was after the Knicks. It was something else, but you could cash out of your bet, like get out of it.
Yeah.
So I had bet like $2 or something. So at one point, it said that at that point they were covering it, and then I just real time odds, you could just say, all right, I'm out, and just. Not you wouldn't win the whole thing you're supposed to win, but you would win a percentage of what you're supposed to win. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I'm not doing that. It's only $2. Who cares, right? And then all of a sudden they were losing, and then it was like you couldn't do that anymore. So maybe I should have done that.
So how much would it have been for you?
It would have been like probably 70% of what you were supposed to make, you know, because the game wasn't over, but they were winning. And then it looked like when it got down to about the 2-minute mark, you couldn't do that anymore because the game was wild.
Lebo,
or something.
You always take the money. It's free money.
You let it ride, right, Darren?
That's what I should have done. This is on one shoulder.
Let it ride. The other shoulder, take the money. Let it ride. Take the money. Let it ride.
You know,
hold on.
Now, what's funny about that is that actually happens when I'm doing my trades. Let it ride. Let it keep going.
Yeah.
No, take the money before it pulls back against you. Take let it ride. You let it ride and you blow your account. But no, in my parlay, so I have an 8-leg parlay, but now it's going to be down to six because
there's two of them. Kawhi.
Yeah, Kawhi. So what I got for tonight? Now you tell me if you. Now come on out. Now
we're honesty.
This is I think this is attainable because I spent a lot of time.
Well,
on
Well, obviously
this last
you think
night.
It's attainable because you do it every single night.
I don't do it every night, but I do take nights off. Joel Embiid, 12 rebounds,
doable.
Sterling.
Well, they're all going to be doable, realistic. Until you get to Clint Capella's 7 threes.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
It's reasonable.
Okay, well, that's what I need. Look, I got to go off of something right now because two of my.
Well, Darren, you can put 200 players in there that have reasonable. One of them is going to crap out. That's why that's how they get you.
That's well, yeah. Trust me, that's why I'm.
How do you think they build casinos?
Well, listen, this first one, Embiid. Sucked the other night and had 21 rebounds.
Thank you.
So that's the easiest one.
Exactly.
That's easy.
Trae Young, 11 assists.
That seems pretty easy. He's been passing the ball a lot.
Donovan Mitchell, 34 points. The last six games, he's had 30-plus points.
No Kawhi Leonard.
Okay.
See?
Now,
I like it.
Donovan Mitchell, 5 three-point field goals.
That seems high.
Okay. High?
He's hit 6, 6, 6, and 5.
It's doable.
Oh, I'd so rather you think he's going to keep it up then?
He's going to score 34.
Hold on.
Well, see, I'm a fan of 3-3-3. The 5's going to happen now. I'm a
Here's
numbers guy like that.
Here's the thing. They're at home. We know how they play at home.
Yeah.
Plus, you got a chance with Kawhi.
I don't dislike any of these yet.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't dislike.
He's not going to say Clint Capella 7-3.
Right. I don't have him on here. Clint Capella, I'm half for rebounds. Paul George, 26 points.
I don't know.
There's no Kawhi.
Yeah,
he's going to have to score.
No Kawhi, okay.
What do you think, Ivaka Zubac is going to get the points?
Paul George, 3-point field goals.
Well, he asked if he was getting
Does
26.
He have to get over or just have to get
he
three?
He has to get three.
Oh. Well,
so he has to have over
three
two
or more.
And
yeah, yeah. I'm like, that's
So, and my Kawhi Leonard that I'm missing out. Kawhi Leonard, 8 rebounds.
He's gone now. So.
Yeah, he's gone. And Kawhi Leonard, 30 points.
I don't think he's getting 30.
Well, he's
game.
Not playing.
Well, I think Kawhi not playing helps your Paul George. So I like this.
It's a six leg parlay now.
Do the odds change because Paul George is now doing this without Kawhi?
Well, here's the thing. I did this last night. So I did this before the news.
Well, you
came
better
out.
Hope you get your Kawhi back.
It's already in.
No, it's already in. So,
no, so well, they just they'll just,
they just
Kawhi
void.
Doesn't play.
Okay.
They just void. So
went from 8 to 6.
Yeah. So instead, so I put like.
I think it's time to go spend this money already.
So my odds were 13,600. So instead of so generally, you know, I told Sterling I usually got like real high, so I got to bet as much. But I was like on this one, okay. They gave me 13. I put down $36.76 to return. $5,036.12. So on this one, because it's going to be six legs.
Hit, We'll go to Mugs Up. We'll go to Mugs Up.
No, he's not eating that stuff.
Yeah, I can't eat that.
No, it's ground beef. It's okay. It's ground
bun. No bun.
You don't get
no
a bun.
Fries.
You don't get a bun, but you can ground beef.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie though. I'm just worried about what this, if it hits, what it's gonna look like, because Kawhi's not in there, and instead of me getting 5,000,
it'll be like 2,600.
It'll probably end up being less than that. They'll try to figure out a way to.
They'll
try to figure out a way. We'll just give them 600.
Feels like this is gonna happen.
Well, look. It all depends on the first game. We have to make sure that Trae Young does what he's supposed to do, and you know, now I expect Joel Embiid to get 12 rebounds. I expect that all day, but it's going to be a matter of how much scoring does Trae feel like he's going to have to do versus, you know, the assists, because he will get assists as well. We know that, but will he get 7? Will he get stuck at 9? Can he get, you know, if he gets 10? You know, when does he get that 10th one? Is it going to be late in the fourth quarter?
Well, he was nuts on the assists last time, right? Like 18 or 20 or something 18. Like that. You know, if he gets going and, like, they're playing good defense on him, he'll just pass the ball. Yeah. I mean, he'll do that.
So. Yeah, if they put Matisse Thybulle on him, which they should, because no Danny Green.
Or Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons is fine, too. I like Matisse Thybulle. I like his range of motion on the perimeter more so than Ben Simmons. I think Ben Simmons can be more useful on a bigger guy.
Yeah.
But either way. Sixers have so many.
I think you're winning this.
Defensive guy. Yeah, you got this, Darren.
I've been close to the finish line before, especially the football season. I'll never forget that. Josh Allen just sat the, you know,
we got this.
That part of the fourth quarter and cost me.
We need lots from Paul George. We need Trae Young to get a sense. We need Joel to score.
It's hard for me to believe that Paul George is going to, because one, he doesn't want that.
He has some stickers,
that pandemic
though.
I know. But you know, but that's with Kawhi playing in the game. So it's like if he's not playing, you know, he's gonna have to have a big game. Now we'll see what Marcus Morris and Reggie Jackson. We'll
to
see
be honest
those
with you,
players.
I have zero idea. I love, you know me. I watch every NBA playoff game. I watch so many NBA games. I have zero idea if it's Markieff or Marcus that plays.
Marcus. You know, I don't know either.
No one knows. There was always a conspiracy that one, because they had the same tattoos, too.
Pretty much, yeah.
They had a conspiracy that one would play, and like the other one, they would just sometimes like switch.
Is one left-handed or right-handed?
No, they're both righty.
I don't know. I mean, I'm asking.
There was a conspiracy like in Boston that one would play, and one was on the bench, but like one was actually signed, and the other one wasn't, and like they just would switch out.
Well, kind of the funny question would be is, did you ask them to ask somebody in the league, in the locker room, make sure that they're not switching clothes, switching outfits, switching jerseys?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're going to win this. I like it.
I like it, too.
Are you going to throw 5 on it for them?
It's too late. The bet's already in.
I buy in.
It's too late.
Buy a share. It's too
late. Yeah, let them buy a share.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
Like you can do anything.
Like he, like, right. Like he gives you 10 and it hits, he gets 100.
I give him $3.60. Yeah. And I got 10% of this thing.
Well,
10% share.
It's like
buying part of a horse.
Yeah.
I'm buying a share of a thoroughbred.
He would have 0.13600 share of that, okay? So let's put
that. Well,
that'd
be one. Yeah, that's fine.
But then I have to do what they're going to do. If it hits, they're going to void out some of the, you know, some of the parlays. And oh man, but you
it's
know,
not
look,
easy.
I understand how things work. I would love to have been able to sub someone else in, but that's the thing, you don't know. Because, like, for instance, last night, nobody had any idea Jeff Brown, who was it? Jeff Green was going to go off
some color
seven of eight from the 3-point line.
Yeah, 6 in a row to start, right?
Jeff Green, he was a guy that had the heart issue a long time ago.
He's an old man now.
Now, he wasn't an option for me when I did my parlay, but even if I know close to the game, he's going to hit 7 3-pointers.
Well, sure, Darren, you
got
all
course.
These things.
I know. Hey, look, man.
Oh, I should have done this. Well, then didn't you, Darren?
Do you realize that I pray that the good Lord blesses me, that one day I walk into some sort of sports store, that there's a sports almanac from 2040, Back to the Future 2. I think about it every game.
But the thing is, though, you can't get them all right. Because you get them all right, then someone's going to say, okay,
oh, what, did you go Back to the Future?
Here. Yeah, you gotta get like 75% right, 80%. You got to miss on purpose.
Miss a few losses.
It's like when you cheat on a test. You know, you can't get them all right. You can't
copy.
Cheat
on a test. Who
cheated
on a test?
Got them all right.
So I got rich.
And on the police.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm just saying that's.
But
see,
who's the?
That's also a movie.
Biff is a loser in all the movies.
Yeah,
see,
and not in that one. He was the richest guy in the movie on that one. But Sterling, look, let's take a timeout because we do have some games tonight we need to take a look at.
And Mondesi's the best player in Royals history.
Sweet Jesus. You're listening to Darren and Sterling right here on ESPN Kansas City.
You know this one, right?
Don't even start with me.
No,
I'm trying to figure out why we playing this.
Great song. Tres Hombres. Have mercy.
This is not Trey Songz.
No, Tres
Hombres. ZZ Top waiting for the bus, man.
Off Tres Hombres. We got three of them. That was good, though. Tres Songz. Bottoms up, bottoms up.
Yeah, I knew I'd get you on that one.
Welcome back to Darren and Sterling here on ESPN Kansas City. Lebo, this was their best album. Tres Hombres.
Well,
And I do know who ZZ Top is. I saw him in Back to the Future 3.
The big one that they made all their money on was Eliminator.
Yeah.
But it's not my favorite record. I agree with you.
That's when they kind of got little, not poppy. But a little poppy.
A little more produced, and they did the videos with the girls and all that stuff. But yeah,
that's never a bad thing.
No, it worked. They hit just perfect at the MTV time. That was like the early 80s and 83, 84. And then they had all those like three or four videos off that with Legs, Give Me All Your Lovin', and they had the big car, the old car, and like just hot girls in it, and these old men with their beards. And that was it.
Except for the drummer. Money.
Beard's
yeah, whose name
Frank
is
Long. Frank Beard.
Frank Beard. The drummer's name is Beard. Is his last name. He didn't have a beard.
Is he related to
Beard?
Yeah.
Chris Beard?
Nathan.
I mean, he's from Texas, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? That's interesting.
I introduced ZZ Top on stage, fun fact.
Did you really?
Thanks.
I've never seen them live.
They're great. And also, Quiet Riot opened up, and then DeBrow.
R.I.P.
Yeah, he died like 2 weeks after I met him, and I was like, ooh. And then I saw Tom Petty, and then Tom Petty passed away, and I go, ooh. So
stay
I don't
away
think.
From us,
yeah, I'm not a good I'm look. Not. So, Lee, but you got a couple weeks left.
Yeah. Let's hope. Let's hope.
Oh, now look. One of the things that Lee and I we found out while we were on our Chiefs Zoom call today with Chris Jones wasn't on there, was he?
Chris Jones was on there.
He was on there. Okay, I was preoccupied. So okay, but the media, we're back.
Are we?
We think.
No,
we
hope. There's nobody back yet.
Yeah, nobody back.
There's still all these tears. There, the if everyone saw on Twitter today, these are mostly people care about the protocols for the players.
Yeah.
That's what they care about. We care about whether or not we're going to get to go do anything. And it looks like there's going to be some in-person things. But
and this is through training camp and preseason from what I'm gathering.
And there are no dates for Chiefs training camp yet. Tomorrow is their final day of mandatory mini camp. It sounds like it's going to be a pretty short affair. They're going to get that over with in the morning. We'll hear from Patrick, from Andy, and from Tyron Matthew. And then we won't hear Boo from the Chiefs until they get to St. Joseph. They're going to St. Joseph. They don't have the dates yet or anything, and we don't know exactly what it seems from when you read these things. Fans can come to practices. They got to be more than 20 feet away, so you're probably not getting autographs and all that stuff.
Or pictures. Before.
But if you want to go watch practice, which I know thousands of Chiefs fans want to, looks like you're going to get to go do that up there.
But they also said they had to be socially distanced, so how do you – I don't know where they –
Well, socially distanced from the players, not from each other.
No, it said in the thing that they
had to be. But they said socially distanced – people say that, and that's just, I think, a catchphrase to let them.
They'll limit some. They won't say just unlimited. Everyone can come. They'll have some parameters up there, but that's going to be different by state as well. The rules in St. Joseph are different than the rules in New Jersey or Florida.
I know St. Joe was a state, but I got you.
Or I was going to say the county. I forget the county that St. Joseph is. I was going to say that county, but Santa Clara, California. They're just different.
Or Oxnard.
So they're different. The tough part about all of these things, whether you're dealing with a government or a league, is you're trying to mandate these things over an entire country, or in some cases, like the NHL, two countries, or MLS, two countries, or Major League Baseball, two countries. And Toronto is not – they're still at home, right? They're playing in Buffalo still. They haven't played a game in Toronto yet.
Mm.
They were playing in Florida before. Now they're in Buffalo. And that's what they're dealing with. And now the Montreal Canadiens just now is the first Canadian team to play outside of Canada when they went to Vegas the other night. They had them do a different deal. So it's hard to sit there and say everyone has to do this. And it's even harder when you're dealing with fans because it's different everywhere. You know, I was just out in Colorado. They had just lifted their mask ban in restaurants.
They didn't do it in Oregon, but we were masked up.
So they just did that in the very first week of June. So they were about 3 or 4 weeks, a month behind what we were doing around here. You were in Oregon, you had to wear a mask in restaurants. And
everywhere.
Yeah, so that's different in Oregon right now. So now you imagine that's just dealing with citizens. So people going to a practice are just citizens doing whatever they want to do. And it'll be different everywhere, I'm sure, like that. I'm guessing if they allowed fans in Seattle to go watch a practice, they would probably have to be masked up and, you know.
Actual 6 feet, probably.
Actual 6 feet apart or something. But I don't think that would be the case in St. Joseph, Missouri here. I don't know, though.
And the Chiefs today, did they actually have fans there?
There were a few hundred, 300 fans there as part of the season ticket members who could go watch part of this.
I'm still trying to figure out how, if you're vaccinated, they still have this little limitation on media, whatever, that can come out there and cover.
Well, I think that's because there's Seattle and New York, New Jersey, and California, and I think they're just not saying you can do whatever yet. They're trying to make it as stringent as possible and stick with the rules they put in place last year is what I think they're doing. Because there are some media members who get to go to watch the Chiefs practice. It's level tier 2M or something like that. And they just haven't put the radio station people in there yet.
Yeah. I know we're
like looking. It or not like it, whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah, well, we don't like it right now.
No, we don't. But I'm also not going to be the guy who, you know, stands on some mountaintop screaming, "Let me in! We'll just do what we're going to do." You know,
you actually had a chance to because you were in Colorado. You could have actually
stood on a mountaintop.
You could have actually. Done
I could
that.
Have done that in Oregon too.
What is going on? It just takes time. I mean, right now it's still June, right? They're not playing a football game till September.
So true. I mean, but you're also trying to put things in place, and you're also trying to prepare for things because, again, if you're going, because, and I think Saren brought up a great point on the call. If you're expecting 100% capacity there, why, you know, and I think I might ask this question on Monday, why not for the media as well in the press box? Now, whether you want to make the determination if they're vaccinated or unvaccinated, you want to have 100%.
Saying they have to be vaccinated is what the things are saying. Now they, I think they, when I'm, you're asking me, when they have their first game at home, I think they'll have a full press box. That's what I think. Will everyone get to go downstairs and go to the clubhouse or the locker room? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because if you read those regulations, it said distance
team
interviews.
Media is
so
be team
like
media
if you
in the NFL
if you
network.
Watched an interview on after an NBA game, they're standing like 10 feet apart.
Right.
So they're not going to allow someone to go. I think the Chiefs will at this point, unless something gets wildly different, I think it'll be they're in an interview room, and maybe some people are in the interview room, but most likely a lot of people will be on the Zoom upstairs. No, yeah. That's my guess.
Sterling, who you got in tonight's game?
Oh, well, I got Jazz easy. No Kawhi. This should be an as easy Jazz win. I have them covering the 7-point spread. I have Sixers covering the 7-point spread against Atlanta at home. After the Sixers blew game one, they came out and crushed Atlanta game two. I think they blew game four. They're going to come out and crush Atlanta game five. Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris, they're just too talented. I think Tybalt's going to have a hell of a game defensively. He got put on all defense team two for a guy that played 20 minutes a game. That just shows you the kind of difference he can make on the defensive side of the ball. I have Sixers rolling. I have Jazz rolling. That's where I'm at.
I do believe the Sixers are going to win tonight. The only game I actually bet on tonight was the Jazz game because when I got the breaking news that he wasn't playing, I was like, what balance do I have left? Okay, I'm putting all of it on the Jazz minus 7.
Did the line change much?
I don't think it has because it was still 7 points when I saw it this morning.
Yeah.
So.
I like the home team tonight.
No, because I think initially it might have been 2.5 because
it was
when
probably 2.5. Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
ESPN now it's 8.
Yeah. Now it's 8, yeah. I got it at 7 was when I last saw. Yeah. I mean, the Jazz, they're so deep. The Clippers, without Kawhi, they really don't have that second score. Are you going to go with Reggie Jackson? Is that who you're trusting? Are you trusting one of the Morris brothers? Are you trusting, Luke Kennard off the bench? Terrence Mann. Like, I'm not trusting any of those guys to try and step up. I don't trust them.
Now, this is a game, though, you're probably going to have Rondo in there. You know, I know he's looked like he's been benched the last couple of games since his argument.
He can't score.
Yeah, but he can run the offense. I'm saying, because what you don't want to do, you don't want to have Paul George having the ball in his hands that much, because if he's
enough for 26 points.
Yes, definitely enough for 20. Yes, thank you, Lebo.
See, that's a rooting
point
for you.
Okay, well, Paul George does need to have the ball in his hands. Moving
just
on.
A little while. Get him 26 in the first quarter, and then whatever.
No, I'm with you. Do we have any sound from today in our boxes?
There should be some in Petro folder.
From what, Chiefs?
Yeah. No, because, you know, Chris Jones and Tyreek Hill and who else?
This is typically something you say before the show starts.
No. No, I'm just curious because I know. Well, no, because, I mean, you had audio from the thing yesterday. I didn't even ask about it.
Well, it's because I knew about it.
So you, hold on, you mean tell me that you don't listen to the station when you're not here?
It's in there.
Well, my point is, we got 10 minutes
No, Sterling, I'm fine.
The headline today is all about Chris Jones. He's very excited about playing defensive end. Very excited.
Well, and
play either side. That's the deal. And then Tyreek Hill basically saying, yeah, you know, I'm good with 20-0, like Pat said.
See that, Sterling? Now, so I need y'all to have
energy. No. Darren, what are they supposed to say when they get asked? Of course they're going to say, we want to win every game. They're not going to say, I want to go 15-2.
Lebo. When I asked about going undefeated last year. Yeah, exactly.
It's a non-talking board. Everyone keeps trying to say, oh, they want to go undefeated. No bleep. Of course they do. The Jets want to go undefeated. The Panthers want to go undefeated.
Lebo, when I asked them about it last year, weren't they all trying to downplay the 19-0? Know stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a big-ass difference.
Win them all.
Exactly.
Of course they want to win them all.
Win them all.
Every team wants to win
them
all.
They didn't say it with their chest out last year. I was the only one that said it with my chest out. They did.
You're wrong.
You lost, though. You were wrong.
Well, first of all, it's because of the Raiders. The Raiders game, you know, saying they had
the Super Bowl.
Well, look.
They didn't have to win all to win your bet, did you? Just have to be undefeated in regular season, or did they have to win them all?
Well,
I mean,
it was two separate bets.
Okay.
Separate bets.
Both, basically, was the moral of the story.
Well, first of all, I'm still trying to figure out how I lost my second bet to Jeff Chedid when Jeff Chedid's team didn't even make it to the Super Bowl. He was like, you said the Chiefs were going to repeat.
You doubled down.
No. We had the undefeated, and we had the Chiefs. I had the Chiefs and the Bucks in the Super Bowl. I didn't, you know. But I guess if they undefeated, I guess they, by law, are going to win. But I'm like, dude, your team didn't even make it. And he had the Baltimore Ravens. Now, this year, you know, he's talking about, you know, Jeff's gonna pick a team. That don't mean I believe in it. Well, I mean, then why are you picking a team if you don't believe in that they're gonna win? So he wants to bet me. He wants to make a bet off of my bet. No, I want to make a bet off of who you pick.
Okay. Do you want to listen to Chris Jones' audio or not?
I do, but the question is going to be, because we talked about it yesterday, so we were wondering, was it his decision or was it Spack's decision about trying to move him to play defensive end?
I think he wants to do it. I mean, he's been wanting to do this forever. I guess. I think he wants to get more sacks. That's where you get more sacks.
Yes, it does.
He works for the team.
Let's go for it.
Well, me personally, I feel like I can be productive inside, outside, just wherever the team puts me. You know, I think there's more advantages on the outside because of the fact of you can't really double team. You can chip, but you're not really getting as many double teams as a three tech would in this defense. So I'm excited about that.
Is that not what I said yesterday, Sterling, about him possibly trying to be double-teamed and stuff? Aaron Donald
can
get triple-teamed.
Sure. Why do you doubt everything Darren says?
Exactly.
Because he's wrong most of the time.
I'll slap the hell out of you.
No.
No, because you touch him, you may die.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Can't get near him.
Oh, gone is Sterling?
The point is, I like having – so we know Chris Jones is, what, second-best interior defensive lineman in the NFL, right?
Probably top
you
five
put,
for
you
sure,
put
yeah.
him out on the edge. Is he going to be the second-best DN?
Don't know.
DN? No, he's not. I mean, he's just not. You want to get the best player at their best position. He's going to be a very fine defensive end. He'll be very good.
Very fine.
But guess what? That takes away from his eliteness on the interior. If Frank Clark was producing, to me, this is more of a Frank Clark issue than anything else. If Frank Clark was putting up numbers, we wouldn't have this discussion.
But you said it's a contract year for him.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I expect.
So he's probably going to put up numbers.
I don't think Frank Clark's going to miss a game this year. I think Frank Clark is going to do anything he possibly can. He ain't getting bubble guts.
He's missing a game. He's going to have bubble guts. He's missing a game.
He knows if Frank Clark misses a game, he's going to end up in a situation like Melvin Ingram, Justin Houston. Look at that market.
Dude, they're older than he is, man.
And more productive than he is.
Listen, my favorite thing that happened today, Can you? Well, I'm gonna. We'll play it when we come back. I got a little bite. I want to play when we come back.
What is it?
I know it's too hard to say on the air. We got to take a break.
All
right, still?
Fine. We'll take a quick break.
Take a break.
This is Darren and Sterling right here on ESPN Kansas City. Welcome back to Darren and Sterling here on ESPN Kansas City. Todd Lebo, what do you got?
I may need a hint on this one.
Part of New Edition. Used to be part of New Edition.
So that's Johnny Gill, Bobby Brown. Who else?
No.
I get the wrong?
The trio that was
Belle Biv DeVoe.
There you go.
When will I see you smiling?
I'm just trying to figure out what.
I'm thinking the other guys were New Edition.
No, I'm just trying to figure out where the hell did this fit into the show, man. I'm just like, I understand Charlie Wilson, but who are we trying to romance right now, Sterling?
Well, I wanted to stump Levo, and we got him.
You got him, but, I mean.
We're romancing.
What's wrong with Belle Biv DeVoe? Poison's overplayed. Come on.
Paul George, we're romancing him for getting 27.
First of all, it is a well-known fact. You never trust a big butt in a smile.
Never.
That will get you in trouble.
Ever.
But still, Sterling, I mean, kids might be in daycare or something.
Because wasn't Bobby Brown in New Edition as well?
Yes, he was.
Wasn't
original.
Johnny Gill too? So I
Johnny
named the
Gill
other
replaced
two?
Him.
Okay,
my
so I named it. Yes. So
I said the trio that was a part.
Okay.
It's all good.
So here's the soundbite I want to play for you.
Yes.
Okay, Chris Jones was up there talking, and he talked about being defensive end. That's all important stuff. We talked about that. That's super important. But he was also asked what he thought of new teammate Joshua Kando, right? Mm. The kid from Florida State, right? And he liked what he saw out of him. He said it reminded him of an ex-teammate.
To know Capaccio.
Okay.
Do you know what former teammate he was trying to say?
To know Capaccio.
Tano Capaccio.
Tano Capaccio.
Or Tano Passanio. I don't know. Now, it's a tough name. Okay, it is.
But you would expect somebody who played with him,
who was like in the locker room with him. Maybe that's what they used to call him for fun, Tano Capaccio.
And Tano Capaccio.
He just did it.
You might just keep that on. Not for now, but just for the future. You might just have to keep that little.
We need to get like a little.
A drop button.
Yeah, Tano Capaccio.
So, like, hold on. So, like, if somebody says the wrong word, you can hit that so it'll go out over the air.
Tano Capaccio.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what you need.
You mispronounce anything, it's all of a sudden it's a Tano Capaccio.
It's a Reddit game.
I thought he was talking about a Casio keyboard or a watch. Remember the old?
By the way, this is just in general, this is funny because I always said I compare him to TK. Yeah. Why the hell wouldn't you just keep TK instead of drafting another developmental prospect?
It's
cheaper.
Yeah,
it's
cheaper.
The same.
Definitely cheaper.
TK got... Was it two?
He's on a rookie deal. He's a fifth-round draft pick.
My point is,
or six, whatever.
You get a developmental prospect to try and round them out. If you wanted to do that, TK, this should be TK's breakout.
Maybe they didn't like what they saw.
Maybe they didn't want him. Like they didn't want Bashaud Breeland. They didn't want him no more, Sterling. Let it go.
They should have kept Bashaud Breeland too.
Let it go.
No.
You can't keep them all. I did ask.
You could have.
I asked Tyreek Hill a question, kind of about that. Now, I mean, the. It's not like the light at the end of the tunnel is closing in, but the core is not the core anymore, right? I mean, a couple of tackles are gone.
Yeah.
Sammy's gone. Some of the defensive guys, Bashaud Breeland's gone. They'll start kind of falling away bit by bit, right? They're going to just go away. Do you think Tyreek Hill's going to be a Chief in 4 years?
No.
You know, because he's going to get a big fat deal. After next year.
He'll be on his third contract.
I think they'll try and keep the main guys. I think they'll try and keep Kelsey,
how
Tyree,
was your left tackle?
Chris.
I mean, he was hurt. Yeah, but I mean, he's not a main guy.
Mitchell Schwartz was hurt too.
Main guy.
But he was hurt.
He's running around here. He's just still living in town, not signed anywhere. He could be a Chief. Bashaud Breeland was a main guy.
I wouldn't say Bashaud's like Tyrann Mathieu's
a
main guy.
He was a starting cornerback on a team.
But he's not the star.
And he caught an interception in the Super Bowl. I mean, he is a main guy. Your starting cornerback, your best starting quarterback on a Super Bowl team is a main guy.
I'm talking about your core, your top six, seven guys.
Well, he wasn't a guy that you'd paid a lot of money to or anything like that, but he was a main guy on that defense. Is he more of a main guy than Anthony Hitchens?
he's in the same
realm. Well, Anthony Hitchens has a four-year deal for all this money. That's why you consider him more of a main guy. I'm telling you that they're going to start falling away. They're going to start falling away.
At least Hitchens was a play caller. I like Rashad Breeland. But
what cornerback's a play caller?
My point.
So now cornerback's not a big deal.
I like cornerback.
Lebo.
But it's just not my point.
Lebo, here's the thing. We only have so many credentials that we may be able to do. We know he's not one of them that's going to the Chiefs games.
At least I know how to pronounce players' names.
Do you?
No capacio.
Not all of them.
I know how to spell it.
No, that's harder.
That's easy.
I appreciate you for that. That is just so funny.
That forever.
Oh, gosh.
We got to get out of here. Thank you guys for
13 points. 13 rebounds. 13 30 rebounds. 27, 26, 3.
Three field. Come on.
It's done.
Darren and Sterling,
we'll have an
right
update
here
tomorrow.
On ESPN Kansas City. Thank you to Todd Lebo coming. I'll be back right here live in studio tomorrow on 1510 AM, 94.5 AM from 3 to 4 PM.
Hell, I'm going to send this to you.